Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Do you find that the winter weather, now they're finally having some of it, does it play havoc with your skin? Well, every expert out there says it does, and that we need to mind our skin. Men and women need to mind our skin in the height of winter. Kelly from Kelly's Skin Solutions joins me. Hi, Kelly. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
What are the basic things that the sun, or the winter rather, does to your skin?
Yeah, so generally I suppose Irish skin, we're that little bit more sensitive and prone to sensitivity. So the harsh weather outside and then the huge amount of artificial heating we're surrounded by when we go inside tends to dry out our skin and heighten sensitivity. It's really, really common. There's really easy steps you can incorporate into your skincare routine and your daily lifestyle, whether you have a 10-step routine at the moment or you're starting from scratch. There's loads of really easy, simple tips you can incorporate to stop that fluctuation where the skin is getting dry and irritated and a bit flaky from the winter weather.
An interesting thing is the number of women in particular, and I think some men too, who have taken to wearing sunscreen in winter.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? You're not going to get burnt, are you?
You could get windburn, but I think we, in general, we associate sunscreen and SPF with sun. And that's really common. It's something I see all the time. People saying, oh, it's a dull day. Sure, I don't need my SPF. But in the truth, you do. So SPF is a brilliant barrier on the skin. If you're someone who suffers with dehydration and dryness or sensitivity, the SPF is a great barrier between you and the cold. So you don't get the same irritation and you don't get the same flushing of the skin. But also, water reflects UV rays up to 30%. We're surrounded by rain in Ireland. You know, we're always around puddles and we like to walk by the lakes and the rivers. So we do have those UV rays bouncing back up. Even when it's not sunny, they're penetrating through the clouds. So we do need to be wearing an SPF 30 in the winter. Not necessarily a 50, but we should be wearing 30 day to day when we're out for our walks and exercising.
What about chapped and dry skin? And I'm thinking maybe of faces, yes, but of hands. And something that hasn't helped with that, Kelly, because I know, because my own son, the poor devil, is plagued by dry, chapped knuckles from flipping sanitizer.
Yeah, I know it's a tough one because we need sanitizer, right? It's going to stay in our routine for the foreseeable, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're using it going in and out of any, you know, office, any shop, etc. So it has to stay. What I would say is you need a humectant hand cream, right? That basically means that humectant draws water to the surface of the skin. So it's super, super hydrating. And examples of that would be lactobionic acid, glycolic acid. But I'd really recommend a Jaya hand cream. And if you want a nice sanitizer that won't overly dry you out, you know, if you want to keep one in your pocket or your car or you know, in your own home that isn't going to dry you out, Voya do an absolutely fantastic hand sanitizer. It doesn't smell too chemically, but the main thing is it doesn't dry out the skin.
Yeah.
So a Voya sanitizer and a Jaya hand cream, both in the affordable price range, but just really good if you find you're getting really irritated and just those cracked. And even sometimes hands are bleeding at this stage.
Digging very sore.
His sanitizer.
It doesn't seem to bother me at all, or indeed his mother, but his knuckles really, they crack, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, what about the old-fashioned way of just putting some Vaseline on cracked skin? Have we moved on from that?
I suppose we have. Vaseline's, again, a great barrier. So, like, you know, you'd often hear people talking about putting it on dry eyes as well. It's a good barrier. But it's not going to get deep down and hydrate the skin.
Right.
You know, it might give a temporary effect, but it's probably not going to start solving the problem. Other great options are, if it's somebody like that who's really suffering with their hands or any part of their skin, even their body, with real dry, flaky skin and cracking, is make sure you're drinking plenty of water. And omega supplements are absolutely fantastic to start hydrating the skin from the inside out. Right. So there's loads you can do. Like, that could be eating more fatty fish and things like that. You can start to incorporate those as well to really hydrate the skin internally as well.
Yeah. Something else that, of course, is a modern part of our lives is the wearing of masks. And some people have found that their lips get very sore and very dried out when they're wearing masks a lot. First of all, what causes that? And secondly, how can you help?
So I suppose what's causing that really is that dry air inside the mask, right? We know it breeds bacteria, but it's also, you've no fresh ventilation in the mask. So it's tend to drying out. It tends to dry out the lips. Then when our lips get dry, most of us, 9 out of 10 of us, will lick our lips to try and you know, alleviate that dry sensation. So, you know, immediately you'll get a bit of relief. But what you're actually doing is you're further drying out the lips by putting that saliva on them. So you need to be wearing a lip balm. Now, something like a Vaseline is quite good on the lips because we just want to seal that barrier off. If you're someone who uses a toner in their skincare routine, you could be using a pH balanced toner over your lips at night to really, really reinforce the protective barrier. But you do want to be taking mask breaks as much as you can in a safe environment, but layering over a Vaseline or the CeraVe lip balm is really, really good just to seal that barrier and get some hydration back into the lips.
There's a thing I would never be without in my work bag in the winter time. Is a thing called Carmex or Savex. They're good, aren't they?
Yeah, like Carmex, I suppose, is really popular. And again, it's the same, it's along the same lines as Vaseline. It's that barrier on the skin. So yeah, you're definitely on the right track there.
Bear has called in. She says, loving this topic, having a trouble with my skin, very dry face at the moment. Any advice?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so one, she needs to be wearing SPF, you know, every day. Some easy tips to incorporate day to day is keep the car fans pointed away from your face. In the winter, we tend to blast the heat when we get into the car. Point them down to your feet, and that way you're not getting this harsh heat on your skin, drying it out. If you're opening the oven at home, make sure you open it, step back and let the heat pass before that blast of heat goes to your skin. Be very careful of going hot to cold quite quickly, and it's hard to avoid that, you know, going inside or outside and then sitting by a fire, but try to gradually get your skin adapted to the warmer and cooler environments. A pH balanced toner is absolutely fantastic, and using hyaluronic acid in any skincare routine is beneficial. Even if someone is normally oily and they've got a bit of dryness now, hyaluronic acid is safe to use. It's in so many skincare products, and it'll really start to get down deep into the dermis and start hydrating the skin. Exfoliating regularly is also a good option. Just avoid scrubs, opt for enzymes instead.
Okay. Kelly, have you got an Insta or a Facebook or somewhere where people can follow you?
Yeah, if anyone wants any advice, they can head over to Instagram. It's at Kelly Skin Solutions, and on Facebook, we're Skin Solutions.
All right, listen, Kelly, good to talk with you. And thank you. That's Kelly from Kelly's Skin Solutions.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.